You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined in the studio now by Kate Lochte, and on the phone we have Donna Crouch, the principal of Gateway Academy in Mayfield. Donna, thanks for joining us on Sounds Good today.
Good morning.
Donna, we've WKMS News produced a feature about Gateway Academy High School, which ran recently, but I want to kind of take a different tack. And first, I need to ask you, should I be calling you Dr. Donna now?
No, in just a little while. It'll be about a month or so.
Well, I know that's hard work, and you're looking forward to being the Dr. Donna. You are in spirit, if not in paper yet. The Gateway Academy High School offers people a real flexible way to get a real high school diploma. And I'd like you to speak to some personal stories. I know you can't tell names or anything because of privacy concerns, but just a couple of examples of people who otherwise wouldn't have gotten a high school diploma had Gateway not been around. And you've graduated, you know, you're working beyond 500 students now, having earned the high school diploma through this route.
Yes. Well, one of our students came to us from somewhere in Paducah, and he has graduated, and after he graduated, he went on to get a job on the boat, and he decided that wasn't enough. So at this very moment, he is working on his pre-med degree at William & Mary, and he is happily married with a brand new son, and he's doing very well. We've had other students who have come to us homeless, and they have graduated, and they are in college. One is working on her cosmetology degree, and another is working on her ultrasound degree. So we have several success stories from Gateway.
Is Gateway Academy High School unusual statewide? Are there other institutions for people to pursue high school diplomas on a flexible basis around the state now?
There are several schools like Gateway around the state, but each and every one of them are designed specifically for the region's needs. And I think Gateway Academy at this point is designed just to handle what is in our region and what type of demographics we have and what kind of student that we are trying to serve. We are in talks about making a few changes to Gateway so that we include other avenues of online learning. But at this point right now, Gateway is unique in that it is designed to serve Western Kentucky students only.
Can you paint a picture of what that uniqueness is for Western Kentucky?
Yes. Gateway Academy is an online learning, and it offers service learning, project-based learning, and community service learning for the students who are qualified for our program or eligible for our program. We serve 13 counties in Western Kentucky, and only one or two other of the what the state calls A5 schools, which are non-punitive voluntary alternative schools, are like ours that serve so many students and so big of a population.
If someone wants to get a high school diploma, can that person just come directly to you and inquire?
It depends. If the student has dropped out of school, if they are local, then there is a waiting period of 90 days for Graves County students and 30 days for Mayfield City students. However, if they've dropped out from another school system and they have moved to Mayfield, we have them go through the typical trying to re-enroll in the traditional high school, and then they transfer them over or refer them over to us.
So when you say that the the learning experience is computer-based, augmented by performance project and service learning-based activities. What do you mean exactly?
Well, we have an ongoing recycling project where the students go in the community or community members come in to our school and bring recycled paper or paper to be recycled, and we take it to the recycling center, and that one is has been going on for about 5 years now. We also have one where the project where the students clean up the city creek, which runs across our property and into different subdivisions of Mayfield. Then we have students who go out and help with Relay for Life and other projects such as that.
So students who come to Gateway really have to build some time into this sort of activity in addition to the online classes while they're doing whatever they're doing in their own lives.
Yes, you're exactly correct. Our goal is to enhance the civility and citizenship of every student who walks into Gateway, and that would provide them with a wholesome community life, which they may not have had experienced before. And it feeling a part of something and feeling a part of the community makes them prouder of the work they do.
Donna, you taught at Graves County High School before you became Gateway Principal in 2007. What have you learned while you've been principal?
I have learned that every student is different, and every student needs special care, and it's not a canned curriculum that they need. They need personal attention, individualized personal attention. Not just for one or two, but I mean, not for two or more, but one. Each individual person needs that attention to make them successful. And you have to form a relationship with those students so that you know them well enough to know how to teach them how to succeed.
How many teachers do you have to do this?
One, including, well, with me, it's two. But then we have a secretary also.
And how many students do you have in a typical semester?
It ranges. Normally we have about 66, but we have had 100.
Donna, how do you do that?
We stair-step their curriculum, or we stair-step their scheduled days that they're there, or we have them come in. We have night classes Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And two, some of them are just like a half a credit or even a credit, so those students finish quickly. But we work with each one of them, and we get to know each one of them so that we know, and we know how to help them. We know them, and we know how to help them.
I'm thinking and listening to you that you probably dog their steps if something goes awry.
You're correct. we are on, if they make a mistake, say out in the community, we have long talks and counseling sessions with them about their choices and what types of other choices they should have made or what other decisions. I always tell them, if you think twice about what you're going to do, don't do it. And whatever you're going to do, how is it going to affect you in 5 years? And that has changed a lot of students' lives, and I think that has been a very important factor in our success at Gateway.
Donna, will sequestration of funds by the federal government affect your program?
No. Currently, we have four people on staff, but tomorrow will be her last day. We had a grant for the WIA grant, but we did not renew that grant, so she will no longer be with us, so we'll just have three, as I told you before. And we operate on SEEK funding and help from the other district, Mayfield City. So it's Graves County and Mayfield City who fund us. And then the students' credit production, is what makes up our funding for our SEEK.
What is SEEK?
SEEK is the allotted amount of money that a school district gets per student to educate them. Every school district is a little bit different in the amount because it's based on the taxes for that district, for the county or city. So Graves County may have a different SEEK amount than Mayfield, or McCracken County may have a different SEEK amount for each student than Graves County. So it's the federal funding.
I understand, and I would like to know, now that you have 6 years under your belt, what are your dreams for Gateway?
My dreams are to make it a online curriculum so that everyone in the district, even students who are not involved in Gateway, we can be like the hub for online learning and extended learning for the district. And in 2015-16, the state has an initiative to have early graduation opportunities, and it is my dream that we will design a program for Graves County that will make Gateway that hub and expand our learning opportunities for the students of Graves County.
Well, congratulations on the work you do. And do you have a life?
Pretty much no. I work every day almost.
Well, congratulations and thanks for your service and for being with us today on Sounds Good.
Thank you so much.
Donna Crouch is principal of Gateway Academy High School on East Lockridge Street in Mayfield.